Get ready to dive into the whirlwind world of America's sweetheart, Taylor Swift. Join us on the podcast, Taylor Swift Today, for your dose of all things Tay-Tay. From all the scoop on her highly anticipated album, The Tortured Poets Department, to the latest gossip, tours, and more, it's time to shake off the haters and embrace the enchanting universe of Taylor Swift. Follow Taylor Swift Today, your ultimate Swift-obsessed podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Johnny Mac with your daily comedy news. This is exciting from the laugh button. Eddie Murphy's return to stand-up, which we've been waiting for 40 years now, Eddie. Eddie Murphy's return to stand-up will be chronicled in a new documentary. Even though he hasn't performed stand-up on stage since the 80s, sort of, kind of true. He's done like minor appearances here and there. He hasn't done a full thing, but he's done, you know, sort of stand-up. Anyway, even though he hasn't performed stand-up on stage since the 80s, he is consistently revered as one of the all-time greats. John Davis and John Fox, who have worked with Murphy in the past on Dr. Dolittle, Dr. Dolittle 2, Daddy Daycare, Norbit, and Dolomite Is My Name, spoke with Collider about the new documentary. They told Collider, the thing that John and I are really excited about, we're shooting a documentary right now about Eddie Murphy. We've made 5 movies with Eddie. We love and adore him. I love it. I love him as a person. I love him as a performer. We love and adore him. Got it. And we're doing his last stand-up with him. It's going to be the last time he does stand-up. It's going to be called The Last Stand. And we've been working on that for 2.5 years. Davis said there's already been hours and hours and hours and hours of footage shot with him talking about his early days in the business, his perception of comedy, people who influenced him, understanding what the life of a stand-up is, what makes him different from other stand-ups. It's really cool, interesting stuff. To be able to be that close to comic genius is really one of the great benefits of being in the business for me personally. The Laugh Button says, it remains to be seen whether this will be a standard 2-hour documentary or a multi-part docuseries. They added they will be producing Murphy's return to the stage as a special in addition to the documentary. I know I personally have been waiting for the return of Eddie Murphy. I don't see how he could possibly live up to the hype, although his SNL appearance kind of did. But to me, this would be like the Beatles reuniting in, say, 1979. Could they really live up to it? Where if they had all lived, it's more like the Beatles reuniting, let's see, 1980, it's been 40 years, so this would have been like, yeah, the 2009 reunion of the Beatles. Could they have lived up to it? Probably not. From The Guardian, let us be clear, heckling used to be okay. Joe Brand said, you either got someone throwing up at your feet or subjected to abuse. To crack it meant that you could cut it as a jobbing comedian. Heckling was once a stand-up rite of passage, the thing that set comedy apart from the snootier art forms. Theater and opera had cachet and small, well-heeled audiences. No one took comedy seriously. It was the art of the people, and the people were expected to get involved. But The Guardian says, let us be clear again, this is no longer so. Comedy has muscled its way to respectability, and heckling has been elbowed aside. Patton Oswalt said, hecklers don't make a show memorable. They prevent a show from being an effing show. Louis C.K. once told a female heckler, you are a bad person. You have a bad, mean heart. I really want you to think about what this is like for me and how awful this is to do to a person. It's hard to believe comedians don't like heckling, far less that they actually feel vulnerable to it. The conceit of stand-up is that comics are hyper-confident, in control, and they welcome a chat. There's an art form that masquerades as a spontaneous exchange. Often it starts with an unscripted back and forth between performer and crowd. Can a comedian rightly complain then when the crowd answer back? There's even the school of thought that says heckling involves stand-up because it keeps it inescapably alive. The most memorable moments are those of an unrepeatable surprise happening for one audience only. Comedy has ready access to those, so much that many a stand-up, from Bob Hope to Andy Kaufman, has planted their own hecklers in a crowd. And then there are those acts who thrive on back chat. Step forward, Jimmy Carr, and those who do nothing to invite it. If you know which ones are which and you're mindful of basic manners, then feel free to heckle if you dare. Jimmy Carr working an audience is amazing. If you were in the same city at any point as Jimmy Carr and he's taking the stage, go see Jimmy Carr. But yeah, at a normal show, don't heckle, you morons. From Forbes, they spoke to Roy Wood Jr. and they were like, hey, Roy Wood Jr., I read once that you said that comedy was a form of journalism. Can you explain that further? Roy Wood Jr. said, I think comedy is one of the most effective forms of journalism. Not every comedian is a journalist. But if they want to be, they have the people's undivided attention. They're able to deliver a perspective or truth in a way that most people wouldn't consider or wouldn't have even thought about getting it that way. If comedy was for real journalism, I think Chris Rock would have already won a Pulitzer Prize. Cat Williams, too, if we're really keeping it at a buck. Cat Williams can talk about something that's political and turn around and talk about his fur coat so he can mix things up. But yeah, I really do think comedy is one of the best forms of journalism. Bruce Campbell is joining the cast of AP Bio for its upcoming fourth season on Peacock. AP Bio is like a perfectly fine show. I'm not subscribing to Peacock for it. They've got a couple things. Like Lady Parts was fine, but I'm not subscribing to Peacock for it. AP Bio was fine, but I'm not subscribing to Peacock for it. Now, Bruce Campbell, I met Bruce at Comic-Con one time and I took a picture with Bruce. I'm not leading man handsome. I'm also not like the worst troll you've ever seen. But standing next to Bruce Campbell, who is leading man handsome, oh my goodness, I just felt like the ugliest human being on the planet. Bruce Campbell in real life, he's handsome, man. I know you've seen him on screen and you know that he's handsome, but in real life, dude is handsome. I just look like a troll. He'll be on AP Bio. He'll play the father of Glenn Howerton's character. Oh yeah, Patton Oswalt's in AP Bio. I forgot about that. This thing's invisible because it's on Peacock. Bruce Campbell will guest star as John Griffin, father of Glenn Howerton's Jack Griffin in the series. An absent father to Jack most of his life, he recently had a spiritual awakening with hopes to reconnect with his adult son. From Fox News, your home for comedy news, comedian Adam Carolla criticized the comedy industry, saying, "For some reason, comedy used to be a counterculture thing, used to push back against the man. At some point, comedy turned into a popularity contest when it used to be a contest of who can make the most people think and get the most conversation started." He feels that a lot of comedians these days are fixated on Donald Trump. The man is not Donald Trump. The man is Gavin Newsom, Eric Garcetti. The man is the mayor of L.A. And nobody wants to push back against the actual man who's running your life. Trump's somewhere in Florida golfing right now, and he's not in charge of you, mask mandates, or anything else. Carolla said, "If you live in Hollywood and you're going to be conservative, then you shall be punished. The question is, to what extent can they punish you? I have my own podcast. I write books. I make documentaries. I go on tour. I play clubs and theaters. So it's a little tough to pull the plug for me. If I just work for the Disney Corporation, then I would absolutely be punished. Now, none of my documentaries make it into Sundance, which is the biggest film festival in the world, so I'm punished that way. But it's a small price to pay for speaking your mind." This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery doing? Now, a week ago, I was feeling great. Was feeling kind of refreshed. This week, kind of worn down a little bit. I had to go see a bunch of people, been running around. You know, sometimes you just want to sit in the chair and watch some television, right? It could be easy to ignore your social battery. You spread yourself too thin. I kind of did that last week, but like it was good for me. You know, yeah, I want to see my friends, but I'm human. So I both want to see my friends, but I also just want to sit in the chair and watch some TV. You know what I'm saying? What's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Do you thrive around people or maybe you need some alone time? For me this week, it's alone time. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that does not drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's online. The design, awesome. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, suited to your schedule. What you do is you fill out a brief questionnaire. They'll match you with a licensed therapist. And, you know, if for some reason you and the therapist are like, you know, I'm not feeling it, you know, you can switch. No additional charge. You just switch. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Charge those batteries.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Today's Daily Comedy News is brought to you by the Palace Intrigue Podcast. That's a short form podcast that I'm the head writer for. We talk about the royal family. And on behalf of the Palace Intrigue Podcast, let me wish Meghan Markle a happy 40th birthday. We talk about Meghan every day. Palace Intrigue, it's a lot of fun. Here's the basic summary. And all we do is recap what the British tabloids are saying, but here's the basic summary. Kate Middleton, wonderful. She's just so wonderful. Harry and Meghan, though, boy, they're up to something. They are up to no good. Watch out for them. So they're having a 40th birthday at Harry and Meghan's place. Oprah Winfrey's party planner is putting together the party. Because, you know, Harry moved to the States to be private, and the best way to stay private is to go on Oprah or start a Spotify podcast or write 4 books or have Oprah Winfrey's party planner throw a party for your wife's 40th birthday. Those are great ways to stay under the radar, Harry. So you get the vibe, right? Palace intrigue, wherever you get your shows. I keep forgetting to talk about these Kate McKinnon Verizon videos. Have you seen this? Kate McKinnon walking around in like 17-inch red high heels. How did Verizon manage to make Kate McKinnon look uncool? Like, I was starting to make a mental list of top 10 Saturday Night Livers. Now, let's put aside the original cast plus Bill Murray. Like, forget about those first 5 years. If we do everything from, say, 1980 on, because that original cast is just untouchable. And if we make a top 10 list, they're going to hog like 7 of the spots. So put that aside. Post-1980, Kate McKinnon is like top 10. I haven't actually made the list. Maybe I'll do it as weekend filler one time. But she's up there. She has just been amazing these last several years. And then this Verizon commercial comes on, and I'm like, you sucked all the coolness out of her. I hope you got paid, Kate, because it's bad. The trailer for Brooklyn Nine-Nine's 8th and final season is out. In the trailer, spoilers, we see Charles getting emotional at a big change. Maybe Jake and Amy are moving somewhere? Captain Holt learns about pictures of private parts. Jake and Amy realize neither of them is picking up their newborn child from daycare. And we finally find out how to say whoop. Brooklyn Nine-Nine returns to NBC August 12th. From the laugh button, charges have been dropped against TJ Miller. Remember in 2018, he made a fake bomb threat call? He reportedly called 911 to tell them that a female passenger had a bomb in her bag. TJ was released on a $100,000 bond. Now the charges against Miller are officially dropped by federal prosecutors. They said in their filing that expert medical analyses and reports regarding the defendant's prior brain surgery and its continued neurological impacts, which cast doubt upon the requisite legal element of intent to commit the charged offense. That made me go, what? Well, the left button explains, after having a hemorrhage and multiple seizures, Miller did undergo brain surgery back in 2010, which removed a piece of his frontal lobe. In the filing, TJ Miller reportedly agreed to make full financial restitution for the cost of the law enforcement response to the false 9/11 call and to continue a thorough and necessary program of cognitive remediation to render any recurrence of such conduct most highly unlikely. Wow, just wow. From the MV Times, DJ Henry Dream Fund is holding a Comedy for a Cause night with late night host Seth Meyers. That's today. The Dream Fund honors Dan Roy, DJ Henry Jr., who was shot and killed by a police officer in Pleasantville, New York in 2010. In an effort to create something positive out of the tragedy and to honor their son and brother, the Henry family established the Dream Fund to provide financial support to Massachusetts children between the ages of 5 and 18 to participate in community-based programs such as sports, performing arts, and summer programs. You can find out more at the Dream Fund website, bit.ly/DreamFundMeyers. Great job, Seth Meyers. And that is your comedy news for today. You can follow this show on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your shows. Happy birthday, Meghan Markle.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.